This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1993, recorded on Thursday, the 11th of January 2018. Also included this week is the EDP Norfolk Memory Stick with the January 2018 edition of that magazine. We hope you enjoy this recording. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
We have three new listeners this week, Mrs. Ruby Bales of Dereham, Mr. John Heaton of Milam and Mr. William Dickinson of Norwich. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy listening to our programmes. We'll have two features this week. The first provides some thoughts on funding your old age with a particularly interesting suggestion from Taiwan. The second is closer to home as Derek James visits Brackendale, just round the corner from our studios on King Street. But we'll now start with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Two stories have dominated this week's news and led to many reader comments. On Friday the 5th of January, it was confirmed that Colmans were closing their factory at the Carrow Works. Norfolk farmers who grow mustard and mint for Colmans were relieved to learn that their products will continue to be used. Norfolk County Council bosses are going to ask the business secretary for help in redeveloping the Carrow Works site. And Norwich North MP Chloe Smith urged Britvic and Unilever to sell the site quickly so that new jobs can be created there. And there was a storm when the Burton Member of Parliament suggested that the labels on Colmans mustard should read "Made in Burton on Trent." The other big story was a major change in plans for Prince of Wales Road, made when the council realised that their earlier plans would slow down the buses that already often crawl down the street.
Unilever's decision to close Norwich's Colmans mustard factory has been met with sadness and anger from the community. The company announced plans to shut the plant in 2019 and move production to Burton-upon-Trent and Germany. All 113 jobs at the Carrow Works site will be affected, and 45 people could be made redundant. While part of the production will move out of the county, the packing of mustard powder and the seed milling process will remain in the Norwich area. The company said it will be processed at a new facility created through a partnership with local farmers. The announcement comes less than a month after Britvic confirmed its factory, which was also at the Carrow Works site, was closing. Its plant, which produces Robinsons and Fruit Shoot, is due to shut in 2019, with manufacturing moving to Rugby, East London and Leeds. And the combined closures will result in a loss of 343 jobs in Norwich.
Amid the disappointment of the Colmans factory closure and job losses, there was positive news for farmers whose historic supply line of mustard and mint will be preserved by a new partnership. When the Carrow Works site closes at the end of 2019, owners at Unilever said the milling and packing of Colmans mustard powder and the processing of mint for mint sauce will continue in the Norwich area in a new state-of-the-art facility, jointly funded with the 22 growers who supply the key ingredients. Unilever said the new milling and packing facility, whose location is yet to be confirmed, will create 25 jobs, retain the commitment to sourcing mustard and mint locally, and protect the historic link between Colmans and Norwich.
Council bosses will appeal to the Business Secretary Greg Clark for help to redevelop the Carrow Works site when Colmans and Britvic move out in 2019. They have vowed to explore the regeneration potential of the site for new jobs and homes, following Unilever's decision to move the mustard producer from the site it has occupied for more than 160 years. It came as Norfolk County Council, Norwich City Council and New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership reiterated their disappointment over the loss of around 90 jobs from the city and outlined the steps they had taken to keep them within the region. In a joint statement, the three bodies said they had been in regular contact with Unilever since it announced the review of its operations, had worked to promote Norwich and Norfolk as a centre of growth, and shortlisted potential new sites for the company. "We've always been committed to do everything we can to support all the employees who may be affected, and will continue to work together to give workers all the support and guidance they need to remain in local employment," they said.
A Norwich MP is demanding Britvic and Unilever move quickly to sell their Carrow Works site to secure exciting new prospects. Chloe Smith, who said she was deeply disappointed with the firm's decision to move hundreds of roles away from Norwich, wants the site to be sold so new jobs can be created as soon as they leave. In a letter seen by this paper and sent to senior executives at both firms, she demands, "I now urge you to work with the government and the local enterprise partnership to identify a buyer for Carrow Works as soon as possible, in order that some of your collective workforce may have the opportunity to once again find employment on the site." Last week, Unilever announced that it was to close its site in the city, with only 25 roles being saved at a new Coleman's mustard milling plant. There is expected to be around 45 redundancies, and more than 40 roles will transfer to Burton-on-Trent. And last month, Britvic, which shared the site, also announced it was moving, with more than 240 jobs set to be lost. But the firm refused to comment on what happens now to Carrow Works. A spokesman for Unilever said, "It's too early to talk about the future of the site. Our focus at the moment is consulting with our employees on the proposals we have announced." But Ms. Smith, MP for Norwich North, said, "It is not too early to talk about the site. There are 350 people concerned about their future jobs. It would be a wonderful win if it were possible for some kind of industry to continue on that site. Why shouldn't we be swift and ambitious and try to get some options before the existing business is fully closed down?"
Norwich will remain on Coleman's jars despite a vulture MP's attempts to replace it with Burton-on-Trent. The Burton MP Andrew Griffith said the packaging should now include his constituency after Coleman's owner Unilever announced more than 40 jobs would be leaving for the Midlands. But Unilever confirmed to this paper that it has no plans to change the branding. Meanwhile, Mr. Griffiths has been promoted to a junior role within the Department for Business, led by Secretary of State Greg Clark, who was criticised for not accepting an invitation to visit Norwich when the Coleman's jobs were under consultation. Conservative Mr. Griffith said it would only be fit and proper to have "Made in Burton-on-Trent" on the mustard labels. "I am in contact with Unilever to talk about the move and will be talking about exactly this." But his comments sparked a furious response from Norwich, and we'll hear more about this in a moment.
A multi-million pound shake-up of Prince of Wales Road is revealed, but council bosses have decided not to ban cars from the street after they discovered their plans would slow down buses. The potential closure was first mooted in 2009, with proposals to extend the bus route from St Stephen Street along Prince of Wales Road to speed up buses. Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council bosses had proposed making Prince of Wales Road two-way, with only buses, taxis and cyclists allowed. Rose Lane would also be made two-way. But with changes in traffic elsewhere in the city since the closure was first put forward, traffic modelling has shown shutting Prince of Wales Road and making Rose Lane two-way would lead to slower, not quicker, average bus journey times. In some cases, they would be almost 2 minutes slower, so council bosses have scrapped the closure plan. Instead, they have come up with revised proposals for the area, which councillors are likely to agree to put out for consultation at a meeting next week. There is £2.6 million available to make changes, but officers say they may need to apply for extra cash for the later stages of the project. They acknowledge the work, which could start this September, will cause disruption, but say it will be undertaken in phases. Work on Rose Lane and King Street would probably start first.